Abu Sharikh from Gaza thinks the US, as Israel's primary ally, should also be held accountable for the attack on the aid mission.
Unfortunately, the West, especially the United States of America, because they are in strategic alliance with Israel, and unfortunately, Israel was given a green light by the Americans. Otherwise, they wouldn't have dared to attack these peaceful ships in the international waters. This is why we call upon the whole world. We call upon Russia, we call upon superpowers, we call upon United Nations, the peoples of the world, to put pressure on America and Western countries in order to bring Israel to account and to impose sanctions on Israel and to bring Israeli generals to accountability for the crimes which they committed against the humanity.
Well, Mustafa al-Barghouti from the Palestinian National Initiative Group from Ramallah in the West Bank condemns the actions of the Israeli military and calls on the international community for action.
These people were peaceful people with no military weapons, with nothing to defend themselves with, in ships in international water. It was the Israeli army that went to them with helicopters, with Israeli Navy military ships, and attacked them. It is so obvious and so clear. And to accept, even to discuss the Israeli lies about the fact that the soldiers who invaded the ships in international waters were subjected to aggression is by itself unacceptable. The picture is very clear. What Israel has done is an act of piracy. What Israel has done is an act of serious violation of international law. They practically attacked the sovereignty of Greece, Turkey, and Ireland. These are the countries that the ships had their flags on, and they attacked them in international water. This is equal to an act of declaration of war. And more than that, Israel attacked civilian people, non-violent people, peaceful people who had no weapons to defend themselves with, and killed 20 of them. What we need is real peace. What we need is just peace. And that can happen only if Israel accepts to end its colonial system and its occupation of Palestinian territories and accept the rights of the Palestinian people to be free. We have hundreds of people who have died in Gaza because they could not access proper medical care. We have lots of hospital medical units that are non-functional because of the absence of spare parts or the absence of proper medications. This is a place that where people live in a ghetto.